These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending August 2nd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple and Google announced they have suspended human reviews of voice clips from Siri and Google Assistant. Apple said it is suspending Siri grading globally while it conducts a review of queries that are being heard correctly or activated by mistake. Apple will also issue a software update to allow users to choose if they want to have Siri recordings used in future grading. Google confirmed it suspended the practice across the EU July 10th and will continue to do so for at least the next 3 months. Germany's data protection commissioner announced it is investigating Google's practice of hiring contractors to review audio snippets from Google Assistant. Contractors have reported hearing conversations accidentally recorded, which is kind of the point of the review, when the assistant was triggered by mistake. Google says it reviews around 0.2% of clips and does not associate them with accounts. Security researcher Beto on Security noticed that the Netflix app on Android requested access to his physical activity data. Netflix told the Next Web that was part of a test to see how we can improve video playback quality when a member is on the go. Not all Netflix accounts are in the test, and Netflix doesn't have any plans to roll this out. Android Q added an activity recognition permission that lets developers know if you're in motion when you're using an app. That could be used to help figure out the best way to buffer video so it doesn't skip. Apple announced it will join the Open Source Data Transfer Project, which is developing interoperable systems to let users move data between services. The aim is to let direct transfer of data happen without having to export to a hard drive and then import it into a new service. The Data Transfer Project includes Tim Berners-Lee's Solid, Mastodon, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter. Chrome 76 launched for Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, and iOS. It now blocks Flash by default. Users can turn Flash back on in settings for now, but Flash support will be removed from Chrome entirely next year. Chrome 76 also implements the file system API differently so that websites cannot tell if you're using incognito mode. And an install button for progressive web apps now shows up in the Omnibox instead of in the three-dot menu. Chrome 76 also implements 43 security fixes. Capital One announced a hacker had accessed about 100 million credit card applications, some of which included Social Security and bank account numbers. Court records show the FBI arrested Paige Thompson, who previously worked at Amazon, and charged her with computer fraud and abuse. Capital One said the hack will cost the company between $100 and $150 million, but the company says no credit card numbers or login credentials were compromised, and most Social Security numbers were not affected. Natalie Silvanovich and Samuel Grosch, researchers at Google's Project Zero, discovered 6 vulnerabilities in iMessage for iOS. 5 of them were patched in last week's iOS 12.4 update. 4 of them, including the unpatched vulnerability, require an attacker to send a message with malicious code that executes upon opening. The other 2 were memory exploits. Finally, GitHub CEO Nat Friedman confirmed the company is preventing users in Iran, Syria, and Crimea from accessing portions of its source code hosting service, citing sanctions on the countries for violating U.S. export law. Users in sanctioned countries cannot access private repositories and GitHub Marketplace or maintain private paid organization accounts. Public repositories would still be accessible. GitHub identifies users by IP address and payment history, with appeals of a block requiring a government-issued ID proving residency, along with a selfie. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.